This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 41. It says there, "The disciples were absolutely amazed. They asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him.'" End of quote. Wherever Jesus goes, large crowds accompanied him because they loved to hear him and enjoyed his presence and miracles. One evening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side of the lake." So the disciples took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowd behind. However, people followed him in other boats. Immediately, a fierce storm came up. High and dangerous waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" When Jesus got up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped. There was a great calm. Then Jesus asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" End of quote. Then our today's Bible insight appears. The disciples were amazed. They asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him." End of quote. The Bible proves the fact that Jesus had power over people, devil, and demons, and even over nature. He also healed numerous sick people, opened the eyes of the blind and ears of the deaf. Jesus raised people who were dead. A natural man would not do such miracles. Only God could do such things. If you are curious about his power and authority over people, devil, demons, nature, sickness, diseases, and death, start reading the Gospel of Mark or any other Gospels in the New Testament section of the Bible and discover yourself who Jesus is. John says in John 21:25, this, he says, "Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them was written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that could be written." End of quote. Beloved, our today's insight shows the power of Jesus over the nature. Beloved, just one rebuke of silence, and he said, "Silence, be still," was enough for the high and dangerous winds and waves to stop and bring calm to that lake. The disciples had Jesus in their boat. However, they still faced with the high winds and waves. Don't you know, it is good that they had Jesus in their boat. When other boats in the lake may have drowned on that day because of the fierce storms, the boat where Jesus was, it was safe and secure, though waves hit hard on it. This is the difference between having Jesus or not having Jesus in our lives. Dear ones, bad things and stuff may still hit our life, but the presence of Jesus Christ in our personal lives ensures safety and security. Those who have Jesus in their lives will reach the other shore safely. They will make it through rough times of life. Dear friend, do you have Jesus in your life? You can invite him to your life today. I will help you later. Now, Jesus asked this question, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Many times when bad things happen in our lives, we usually get afraid. Fear is common to all people. One of the reasons for fear is our little faith in Jesus. In short, what Jesus was saying was this: there is no need to be afraid when I am in your boat. Don't you know, I will make sure you are safe? When you thought I did not care, it was not true. I knew all about what was happening to you. Bible says, "Cast all your cares and worries on the Lord in prayer, because he cares for you." 1 Peter 5:7. Therefore, do not be afraid. Trust me, I am with you. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. I believe this is what Jesus meant by asking the question, "Why are you afraid?" Another lesson is the need of asking or prayer from our side. Jesus wanted the men to ask him or pray to him for help. There are many things he does sovereignly in this world. However, many things he does are also based on our asking and prayers. Remember this truth deep in your heart. Go and ask him in prayer. Jesus said this, and it is recorded in Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. End of quote. They understood the need for prayer and asking Lord for help. The Lord usually works and accomplishes his plans and goals through our prayers. He did not get upset or angry with them when they said, "Teacher, don't you care what we are going to drown?" Did he? He never got angry with them. Jesus fully understands our fears and worries. However, going to him in prayer is essential. Finally, the men asked each other, "Who is this man? Even the wind and waves obey him." This is the basic question all people living on this earth should ask one time or another. Who is Jesus Christ? If the nature like wind and waves obey him, surely he is not human. The Gospel of Mark proves this fact. Jesus is the Son of God, who has power and authority over all. He has the authority to forgive your sins. He has the power to deliver you from all your problems. He has the power to meet all your needs in his supernatural ways. He heals the sick. He opened the eyes of blind and ears of the deaf. He will guide you and lead you with his counsel. He will take you home with him in heaven on the last day of your life here on this earth when you take your last breath. Bible says, and it is recorded in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. End of quote. May I ask you these two questions? Who is Jesus Christ? Secondly, dearly beloved, do you have Jesus in your life? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to this earth and died and rose again for all of my sins. I need Jesus in my life. I believe the blood of Christ can cleanse me from all my sins and make me a brand new person. Lord, have mercy on me and save me today. I pray for your help in my problems. Thank you for hearing me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.